We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Here we are, back on a Monday. Every day is exactly the same. How was your weekend?
Good.
Doing it?
No. No, I did not.
Nice.
No, I did not, sir.
Nice.
All right. It was not bad.
Ugh.
It was one of those where it felt like it was like a garbage summer time, end of summer weekend almost, it felt like.
Because the weather got cold?
Yeah, where it was kind of nice, but you couldn't really do anything.
Yeah.
And then yesterday was kind of garbage weather-wise. It wasn't even doing anything. Today's going to be even colder. And then we warm up.
Just got to get through these couple of days.
Listen, let's get through, like, I would say like a week or two, but I was looking ahead, and even for like the next 2 weeks, it's only in the low 60s. It's not going to like do anything crazy.
Still, it's better than what it's been.
I know.
I went to a roller skating party. I'll tell you about that. Did a lot of home stuff. Home repair stuff.
Smash some walls. Do some hammering.
No hammering, but wallpaper was hung this weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
nice,
buddy.
Dude. Nice.
Penny Lenny, 17 months on Twitch. Thank you for that.
I was going to ask if you laid some pipe.
Laid a little pipe. No, laid a little
a little
contact paper
down.
Wallpaper yeah. Situation.
I would imagine Freddie is not much help in that situation.
No, he just stands there by your feet.
And I was going to say, he's probably like, very much in the way.
You're like, bro, this isn't... And in case you like forget that he has a ball, he brings it over to you just to remind you that...
Just in case.
Yeah, you forgot. We could be outside doing this right now.
If you want to stop that at any point, I see you're standing with something in your hand.
Right, so whatever this is...
Would you like to have this in your hand instead?
Is not.
And then heave it somewhere.
There's not a ball situation happening.
Hey. Ever seen this ball?
The kids did take him out and throw the ball that while we were doing it.
Yeah.
Just because he had to get out of our way.
Yeah.
And they tired him out. He was tuckered.
Like 2 days later, I remember like walking through my house and being like, why does my arm hurt?
Yep.
And then I was like, oh yeah, because I called Freddy's bluff and tried to throw the ball, but I ended up in my backyard throwing a tennis ball for 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll take you to task.
Yeah.
He did. You want to party. He's here to party.
He's like, I need to drop the weight. It's good. Let's go. Let's run.
He just forgets that he's getting to be an old man. I mean, I don't know what an old dog is. He's 4.
100?
Oh. Yeah, so
that
he's 4 times 7 is 28. So he's only 28. He's still a young whippersnapper.
They said that doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just however old they are is how old they are.
All right.
So he's just 4.
Then he's 4.
He's just a little tiny little baby.
He can only sprint for like 2 runs of the ball. Then he's got to chill out for a minute. Just gather himself.
Yeah, I once he has to go uphill, I noticed that.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I just got to hold on a second here.
That's how I would end each session that we had.
Make him go uphill?
Yep. I would switch spots and be like, now you run uphill for a little bit. And after like 3 or 4, he'd be like, I'm going to lay here for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me just lay here for just a little bit.
And then he works a poop out because he's been running around.
Let me just
put, hold on a second. Here it comes.
Let me just put my wiener in this nice cold floor for a second. Yeah, that's good.
My daughter calls that frog leg Freddy.
I mean, we all do that.
When he does frog legs.
Yep.
Let me just let my stomach and my balls. No, my non-balls, my wiener.
Let me just put that right here.
So here we are on a Monday, twitch.tv/KRockCNY, presented by San Miguel. Lots to get to today. We'll talk to Jason Klug in the 8 o'clock hour.
Nope.
Talk to Mayor Ben Walsh of Syracuse in the 8 o'clock hour. He's stopping in. Should be doing a whole new gaming stream today at 9 o'clock. We've been doing NBA Jam for a year. I believe I have everything hooked up accordingly.
Oh, don't jinx that.
Knock on wood. To Cody Mack and I play a little bit of RBI Baseball. No, the show.
Oh,
the show,
I mean,
2021. If we could get it, yeah, we'll do it.
I forget which one I have, but I have a bunch of those. I don't know which baseball is on that thing, but my Super Nintendo's still on there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So.
So we'll get into all of that. That'll be a fun different stream today.
Do whatever the hell we want.
At 9 a.m. Not that I don't love NBA Jam, I do.
We can go back.
We can go back whenever we want, yeah. But I want to play some baseball.
It's baseball season. Let's switch it up. And then in a couple weeks, NBA playoffs will get going.
Uh-huh.
And then we can jump back over to Jam.
Ah, the top text. I don't know whose dog that is, but that's the cutest little dog. Is that a Boston Terrier? Look at that guy.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny Freddy.
Guy or gal, whichever it is. Look at that thing. Oh, he wants to go run. He wants to go run. He's like, yeah, is there a ball over here, too? Cody Mack already distracted by what's happening on the television. We will be doing a different gaming stream at 9 o'clock today as we attempt to play MLB The Show.
I'm excited.
On our new studio Xbox.
Well, no, it got me thinking that looking at... Because right now it's just doing like the loading screen where it's showing a bunch of highlights and stuff.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, is there going to be baseball, like Top Shot, MLB Top Shot?
Oh, where you can get your packs?
Because, man, I'm in that world, dude.
I know you were shopping for them end of last week.
I missed out on one because, you know, sometimes you can only get them if you're of certain status in the Top Shot world, which I am not. But then over the
weekend... Or have like $100,000?
Yeah, basically. But over the weekend, another one popped up for just another common pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a pretty good one that there's a good chance that it might blow up for me. So...
But then how do you convert that to money?
You literally just click...
Oh, you put them up like for sale.
Yep, there's a marketplace and it's already the lowest sale price on it is like 10 bucks higher than... The one that I had before that I thought was good of another guy. It's a nice rookie that he went number 5 overall, and it's a pretty nasty dunk.
I'm sure they'll be doing those.
Because I would definitely do the baseball ones, man.
So we're going to try something new. I'm excited the world of opportunity this opens up. If you guys are not a fan of our NBA Jam streams at 9 o'clock, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of new stuff now that we've got the Xbox in the studio.
Yeah.
Griffin's going to be doing midday gaming streams. Yeah, they're going to have NFTs for baseball, they're saying in Twitch chat.
Nice. That'll be cool. I'll definitely get those because that's fun.
So twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
And you think this will be different than
what?
PlayStation?
Xbox? I don't know. That's the thing is that you and I, we own PlayStations. I've never played on an Xbox.
No.
This is, we got Xbox because that's what Griffin plays on.
Yeah.
And if you try showing Griffin too many buttons, he gets confused and wets his pants. So we just...
I played Halo, I think, on Xbox. I think.
K-Rock CNY is our gamer tag on Xbox if you want to add us. So you'll see Cody and I playing games in the late morning, 9 o'clock hour. Griffin will be doing occasional midday lunch streams. I think even Smoothie plays stuff on Xbox, so maybe he'll jump on there too. I don't know.
I told him to play Madden or something.
Something? Let's
play some Madden or go on one of the stores and look around. There's so many... like niche games that who knows, you know, I mean, he could find anything and it'd be funny. I told him, you know what I mean, there's Farming Simulator, make him drive a truck
that'd
around,
be hilarious.
You know what I mean, make him like be a goat, you know, and there's
the goat simulator.
How funny it would be to watch Big Smoothie have to be a goat.
So with you and I can just jump into the show and play, just pick random teams and play. We don't got to do anything.
I was gonna say at some point, I think, I mean, we're already doing it. Make sure, just thinking out loud, go into that now to make sure that we don't have to wait forever to play a game. Because sometimes it still makes you load stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how in the basketball game, like right now, see, it's doing a demo game.
Yeah.
I think, you know how you might have to play while it loads.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
You know what I'm talking about? Like how the basketball game made you play a game for a little while it loads before you can actually play
a game. All
right,
so we'll figure that out then.
That's the only thing I think we might have to do before we actually play. But other than that, yeah, we should be able to just hop right in. Wow. Those graphics.
Anyways.
Every year.
I started playing on...
Every year.
I went back to my, what was it? Need for Speed game over the weekend.
Ooh.
Daddy was screaming in the living room. Literally what? Screaming.
Good or bad?
Bad, because it's like, here's what I hate about it. I love the Need for Speed games.
Yeah.
But... This one is one of those, like, where the cops can chase you.
Oh.
And I can't outrun the cops.
Like GTA?
Yeah, but in GTA, I can at least get out and kill the cops so I can get away for a minute. This stupid game, I can't go anywhere. I can't hide anywhere because they find me. They're all driving cars that are as fast as me.
Can you turn it off?
No, it's like part of the game. It's called heat. You got heat on you.
Buy a different one. get a different one. I don't like this one.
I don't want to do this one.
I don't like the speed.
So I was screaming. I was like, how do you get away? As everyone's trying to go to bed.
And those games.
Like an adult.
Once you get the hang of them, you stop playing for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then when you pick it back up, you forget again that, you know what I mean? You're not as good as you were once you play for like 2 hours because, you know, you get used to the controls and how to maneuver and
I'm
all
really
that stuff.
Good at driving games, but this one I just got so mad at.
You ever do the, what's that one? That really realistic Gran Turismo?
Oh, that one? And then like, no.
That was cool.
Like, I know Showbro Kyle, he was on streaming last night. He was doing, he does like the racetrack ones and he's got like the whole wheel. Like, those guys are next level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with the guys that do like the airplane simulators and stuff. Y'all are next level.
Yeah, those are fun, man. Should do some of those.
Like, I don't know. What? What are you laughing at? What? What are you? Griffin's Pile of Laundry Simulator?
Pile of Laundry Simulator.
Yeah, man.
That's coming in the midday. Yep.
Yeah, Forza Motorsport. It's on here. I can get it. Magic is right. I can get it for this Xbox because it's in Game Pass.
Yeah, some of those are super intense, man.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that. I bet you'd be good at that because you want to do like that, you know, a lot of those things. If you think about it, other than racing. You don't really want to race, but you want to do the bubblegum thing. You want to do demolition derbies.
I do want to do all those, yeah.
Other than actually drive in a circle, you want to do everything else with racing.
I want to jump a bridge.
That's what I'm saying. So you should find one of those.
That's why I like Need for Speed is because I can do all those
things. Yeah.
Until the cops, so you got four cops on you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the game, and you go out. Sorry. I flash back. And then you go on the message boards. I just heard screaming like a toddler.
That was crazy.
Then you go what?
No.
No, I do. I go like. So then, like an adult.
Yeah.
I go sit on my bed and I start looking up how to evade the cops. It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
No. Yeah.
My poor wife's trying to go to sleep.
But yeah, but you got to do
on
stuff.
My phone. I'm like, police. And what does it say for help? Get to know the city better. Oh, eat my nuts. Get to know the city better. Just be better at the game.
Just be better at what you're doing. Huh?
Just go be better at the game. Oh, I know. If it's that simple, where have I been? Just go be better at it. Why can't you be better at it?
Well, here's what you do. You want to evade the police, just don't get caught.
Yeah, exactly right, man. Oh. Like, I got my search history, how to evade the police.
Yeah.
Well, just be gooder at the game than the police.
Wouldn't that suck if that's how it was for all of them? Although it kind of is. When you look up, like, how to shoot better in NBA 2K, it's like, just shoot better.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa, you're just not shooting good.
But yeah, I know, but what do I do?
I know, but how do I do it?
Be
a better shooter.
How, though? By being better and shooting.
Dude, I used to get mad at the stupid, when I would play, like, Call of Duty and stuff. How to be better at Call of Duty.
Shoot
the guy better. Why don't you just shoot the guy better?
Just duck by the thing and then pop up, boom, boom, shot you, you're dead, now hop back down.
Yeah, come on now, why aren't you doing the gun shoots?
Hide behind the old car, jump out, shoot the guy, and jump back on there.
So if you love games, we'll do some different games in the 9 o'clock hour. I gotta tell you, man, twitch.tv/KRockCNY is where you can hang. Sorry, the computer needed to update itself for some reason right during that.
Needed to do a reboot!
So we should be back and running there.
Do a reboot!
I gotta tell you.
What's up?
I had a little bit of a flashback this weekend. And I got to tell you how proud I am of my son. I'm always proud of both of my kids, but.
Thank you. Oh, wait.
Your kid number
son.
Three.
Real son.
He gets invited to a birthday party.
Ugh.
A throwback, though.
Oh?
A roller skating party. When's the last time you went to a roller skating party?
Eighth?
Mm-hmm.
7th, 8th grade, one of those.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, 7th, 8th grade. 8th, I want to say. Stop. It doesn't matter. Right, right.
And you go into a roller rink, and it's the exact same. They look the same.
That smell is immediate.
The smell is there.
It's not a bowling alley smell, but it's similar. It's very similar.
The paint's the same. Everything is the same. The sound system is the same.
Yeah. It looked awesome.
He has never been on roller skates or rollerblades in his life.
No?
No.
I don't see why he would. It's not a thing anymore.
It's not really a thing.
No, it's not. Although, like you said, like a month ago, rollerblading is, though, it's kind of back, and that's annoying.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, no.
Well, let me lead up to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I'm going to get my balls busted on this one. So we go to the roller rink. He first gets the roller skates.
Okay.
And just not vibing with them. He can't. Roller skates are pretty hard if you don't roller skate regularly.
They're clunky. So unless you can really figure out what to do, they're weird.
So he tries those. The first hour, he's frustrated
because
he's never done it before. He's afraid to do it. Tries on the rollerblades. Those are new. He's trying to do that.
Rollerblading's hard. I can't
rollerblade. From the beginning of this party, which is a total of 2 hours, from the beginning of this party to the end of it, he went from wanting to go home, never wanting to do this, it's so hard.
Yeah.
To it being his most favorite thing in the world. The last hour, he finally starts to get the hang of it.
Yeah.
I'm out there. I'm just kind of helping him. I'm walking with him as he gets the hang of it. He then starts to, get his feet under him. And then he tells me to get out of there. He's like, Dad, go. I don't need you to help me anymore.
Oh.
Because he wants to be out there with his friends and whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
Homeboy went from hating it to not wanting to do it to being his favorite thing in the world.
That's awesome.
And I told him, I said, buddy, I want you to know how proud I am of you.
Yeah.
Because you were frustrated. You wanted to quit and you didn't quit.
Yeah.
And you stuck with it. And now you found something that you love. So immediately now he's got to get his own rollerblades.
So now we got to have a roller party over there, right? Like ASAP.
And I'll spend money on things that get my kids outside doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see it as an investment into their health. As long as if they're not inside looking at YouTube and they're outside doing something, I'll spend money on that.
Yeah, and rollerblades can't be too much.
No, they're not too much. So we went on last night. Daughter tried it for the first time as well. Like she had never done it before, but her cousins had a pair that she tried yesterday. She likes it. Now they both want rollerblades. Long story short, I ordered them some rollerblades.
Long story short, you're going to be paying money to pave your driveway way sooner than you thought.
They can go to grandma's and ride around on that.
Now there's a ton of places. We love skate parks.
Well, that's my immediate thought. If my kids are going to be rollerblading,
if
someone's got to go with them rollerblading.
Oh, you're a rollerblade? Can I drop in on your scooter?
So last night, I'm shopping for their rollerblades, and Daddy's like, well, I rollerbladed 25 years ago.
Oh, I thought you had a pair, so now...
I don't have any.
So now you're shopping for rollerblades?
I'm thinking about it. Not only thinking about it, I got a pair in the cart right now.
He found a pair he wants.
And I don't give a F. You guys busted my balls about rollerblading years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to look so dumb. I am going to look so dumb.
Yeah, whatever, though.
But if they're going to be doing it, I want to be doing it.
I was going to say, that's your, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? You're going to be
excuse?
Yeah, well, you're going to be allowed to because anybody's going to see you. They're not going to go, oh, look at that stupid, dumbass rollerblading. They may, but then they're going to instantly go, oh, he's with his kids.
No, he's not because I leave him in the dust. I'm not with my kids. They're back there. Good luck, nerds. I'm gone. I'm going to grind this curb.
No, you're
I'm
going to
grind this bench.
Gonna get some major grindage, bro.
Gonna do some grinding. I'm gonna jump up. I'm gonna do these what are those box top ramps? Yeah. Gonna do a couple of those.
Are you gonna drop in? Drop in with your blade?
Probably gonna drop in.
Is that the term?
Probably gonna drop in.
You should do that. Yeah, he's already definitely gonna be wearing his JNCOs or his
The JNCOs fit over the blades the best.
Perfect.
I'm not gonna break my ass, Lady Meow. I'm gonna jump in. I'm gonna drop in. I'm going right to that skate park at the parkway.
What do I need to ride behind to get all this on footage? Camera, bike.
One of those funny bikes they have where you're all ride around. All
right. And set a camera up on all of it so I can make sure I get footage of that.
I'm going to drop in. I'm probably going to do some bunny hops. Probably going to grind the curb.
That was the only thing I could ever do on a skateboard.
I
got to
get some curb wax.
Oh, yep, definitely got to get some wax.
Get some curb wax.
Got to wax. Make sure your trucks aren't too tight, dude.
And I'm so dumb. Like, I don't even, like a normal idiot.
Yeah.
I'm like a next level idiot.
Yeah.
A normal idiot would be like, hey, your kids want rollerblades. Maybe you just get them for them.
Yeah.
And let them do it. And if you want to do it with them, go get a pair of used ones.
I was going to say, you know, there's places like Played Against Sports.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm
stuff.
Thinking, right?
Yeah.
A normal idiot would just be like, I'll get a pair of used ones to ride with them.
Yeah, but they're not, then they're like broken in and they don't might not have like the ankle support and stuff that you need. I don't know how that works.
Well, my brain says if I'm going to be grinding curbs, I got to get street skates, right? This is a conversation I had.
You got to get street skates?
This is what? Like, well, this is a conversation I had with my in-laws yesterday. Because they asked, we were talking about my grandmother.
Not, okay.
And I when like, they just had asked me, like, how old, it's a bigger, longer story, but they'd asked me how old my grandmother is. And I was like, I don't know, like 65? And they go, your grandmother's not 65. And she's definitely not. She's almost 80. But I realized in my brain,
yeah,
I'm still 23 years old.
No, I hear
like,
you.
Like, I haven't
yeah.
grown up.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Like, everything is in suspended animation in my head.
Oh, 52?
I don't know. How old are grandmas? Like, 50s? I don't know.
No, your grandmas are what, like 45?
Yeah, right? Like, isn't that what grandmas are?
Yeah.
So now, so in my mind, when I'm shopping for skates, I'm that I'm 23.
Yeah.
I got a
lot. Yeah. Later, skater.
Yeah, later, skater.
Later, skater.
And I'm definitely not, I'm like, I'm going to hurt for a month after I try this.
Your thighs are going to be burning at such a, I don't even know, they're going to be like a dry tinder. And your thighs are going to go up
yeah.
to just a combustible
yeah.
poof. And you're going to come in here the next day just, oh my
yeah,
God.
I'm
oh
going to be God. Hurting.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay, I just
my
gotta,
mom is in Twitch chat oh saying God. So true. What is so true that I still think I'm 23?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. My mind stopped, Mom. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad. I should probably go see somebody about this. It's kind of sad that my mind is frozen at the age of 23.
No, I was just doing the same similar thing when I was talking about going to get sheetrock.
Yeah?
At Home Depot, and I was, like, looking around, and I was like, all right, now I got to get a... Because they asked me, you know, what could help you find something? I was like, no, I was looking for a piece of sheetrock to get mm-hmm. chokeslammed through.
Yeah.
And in my head, that was just such a, you know, no, that's what I do. That's what I've done. You know, we
yeah,
did
that's
that
what you do.
We were 15, and we did that forever, and in my mind, that's what? That's not a thing that
mm-hmm.
normal 36-year-olds do is rummage around their garages for things to get chokeslammed through.
Well, and the other point, too, is that, like, my new car has a hitch. It comes with a hitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why would I need a hitch? Dads are the things. They tow things around, not me.
Yeah, you, bruh.
I'm too young to be towing things. Dads tow things.
You're going
to
be towing all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. My mom's saying she'll be 60 in a few weeks. She will. But my mom is still 38 in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Nice. I forget that people are getting older because I
right?
don't feel like I've gotten older.
No. No, I still, you know, I was just looking at, like, what I was wearing the other day, and I was like, I'm 36. You know what I mean? I had a backwards...
Who cares?
...trucker-type cap on. I had a shirt that I cut myself with... You know, colorful yeah. socks.
And it doesn't help that like, both of our moms still get us Easter baskets.
Hell yeah.
Mom, you're not helping.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You're letting me live in suspended adolescence.
They better.
You're letting me live there.
You better let me stay there.
I'm coming over. There better be a chalky pie waiting for your big boy.
Oh, I had like a pineapple pie.
But going back to the rollerblade situation,
yeah.
Yes, they're going to get theirs.
Yeah.
And what I realize about mine... Is that if I get... What do you want? What? No. What?
Hi. We're very right in the middle, so I don't know who this gentleman is.
I'm saying that if I get a pair, all I have is physical limitations.
Yeah.
I don't have mental limitations.
No.
In my mind, I'm jumping over...
I was going to say, in your head...
I'm jumping over benches.
I was going to say, in your head, you're going to Tony Hawk the absolute hell out of this.
In my head, I'm showing up to that skate park... And I'm dropping in, and these kids are going to go, wow, this old guy's so damn good.
You're going to be doing all, like, the jumps where you're, like, jumping like that and, like, grabbing at your back of your skates and stuff.
Right, I gotta go to break because I don't know if this guy's trying to get in our building right now. So everybody keep it locked. He's going to every door trying to shake the door open, and he looks mad. So I don't know what's going on. Always excited here in downtown.
Goodness gracious.
All we know is that that gentleman allegedly had information about the president and would like to get on the air to discuss it. We obviously am not letting him on the air to do that.
He was mad. Stop bugging out. Don't bug out.
He was saying that?
That's what I heard the F word immediately when I got next to the window. That's how I knew that it wasn't the DoorDasher or something, because none of them would do that. And it was an immediate, don't bug out. He's getting shit. And then I heard the word president, and that's all I could make out was he's got information about the word, and then the word president. So if you guys have any information.
And part of me felt guilty because I'm like, if he's just dropping off like a DoorDash or something.
Right. Then we're going to look.
But I emphasize this a million times over.
Yeah.
Please do not send us anything unsolicited without giving us a heads up.
It's just like a quick. Because, hey, guess what? I just ordered you guys food.
And never do it before 8:30 when someone's here to get it. We are on the air.
Well, you can't.
We can't leave. Well, Cody will get up.
I don't mind.
We can't leave our post to go pick up some ice cream. As much as we love it.
I mean, we can't.
Please wait till after 8:30. All right?
Or like 6.
Coming up this hour.
Or 8 or 7.
That gnarly UFC leg snap.
I can't.
I can't look at that stuff, man. I can't.
Y'all can stop sending me that.
can't do it.
Any minute now. I don't need the PTSD for the rest of this week as I had all weekend.
We'll talk about that. Apparently there was a live-action Pinocchio that was nominated for an Oscar last night, and it looks like the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Is it creepier than the gross commercial where they use all Pinocchio parts but then weird human cracked lips for the Pinocchio?
Oh, there's a that commercial? Oh, I know that you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, where Geppetto is like a creepy, like, handsome, rugged fella.
So let's reset. Let's get settled in. Let's make sure everything is all right.
Let's just start this all over again.
Let's start all over again.
Let's just take it down.
Twitch is always on. You can see what's going on. If you can't hear it on the radio, we're in here. So I'm asking, this is K-Rock, I'm asking everybody in our Twitch chat, was that new Mortal Kombat any good? Like, what's the plot of Mortal Kombat?
If it's what the old one is, it's that, once a generation, a group of people throughout the world are marked with the bat symbol there, the Mortal Kombat symbol, and then they all have to, meet at a place and fight it out type deal is what I took away from the first one.
All right.
Because I liked the first one. The first one was badass.
But they make it super gory, right?
That's what everyone's saying in Twitch is that the second one's really gory. I haven't seen the second one. I've only seen previews and stuff, so I don't know. But I'd imagine because they kill each other. So.
But they do it Mortal Kombat style, like they rip out your spine and stuff, right?
Woohoo! That guy. I think he pops up. But yeah, where they'll, you know.
Yeah, Paulie says the new Mortal Kombat blew the old series out of the water.
What?
A bunch of you on the text line. I liked it.
Really?
Like, I can't watch it with kids, though, obviously, right? Because it's so gnarly. Also, I just didn't know what the plot would be.
Some people are saying it's really gory, but other people are saying they watched it with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's cool. Yeah, people are saying, gotta watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it's pretty neat. I really did like the first one. I thought that was cool, just because it's cool to play or watch a movie that, you know, you played a video game after.
You gotta be real desperate to come after someone who did not return a VHS cassette 21 years ago.
Right?
Did you see this?
Just a headline, because that's
Karen
all I had to see.
Karen McBride.
Unbelievable.
21 years ago, she rented Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And never returned it.
The movie? Right?
Yeah, I would guess.
I don't know why that makes it funnier. It does, but I don't know why.
She rented it to watch with her boyfriend of the time and his two young daughters. She then last week received a case number saying the clerk had told her she'd been charged with a felony.
Oh my God.
Based on the overdue VHS rental. What the hell is going on?
Because is it from Blockbuster though?
Who's coming after her?
And if they're not a company anymore, can they do that?
They are though.
Can they? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think you could. Like, if you're not a company, but Blockbuster still has that one store, right?
Yeah, and somebody holds the rights to the brand of Blockbuster, because that place, that one remaining Blockbuster, has to ask permission every year to use Blockbuster.
That's so weird.
She is now technically a wanted felon for never returning the VHS tape to the movie rental business.
Wow.
Wow.
That's so funny. I wonder what happened to it. I wonder where it is, or where it was, or where it went, or if she did return it. You know what I mean?
She claims that the unreturned Sabrina the Teenage Witch caused her to miss out on opportunities over the years. Oh! So it's been happening. Like, she's been a wanted felon this whole time.
Well, oh, my God. And you she didn't know it until now?
No. So I guess they're like, she did an interview with USA Today. She's had trouble getting jobs all over a stupid Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Someone put a curse on her.
Yeah, Horchick. It's called failure to return rental property. You can be charged $300 if you don't pay that. You are.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Although, like, think about things we did 21 years ago.
Although, how petty.
Pretty petty.
Right?
But I think it's just because it's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happened 21 years ago, and now it's like she's just a wanted felon.
Who else has had that happen to him, though? Because how many of us, I wanted to do it. When you found out, like, Blockbuster was going out of business, wanted to go over there and write a bunch of stuff. Then
and then
be
not
like,
bring it back.
Mine now. Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, or I knew of people that had stuff, and then when they went to return it, that lockbox was closed, and the place was closed. So what were they supposed to do? And there was a note on their door that said to return, mail it to this. Like, so now we have to mail it? No, you're out of business, man. You're
so
done.
So yeah, TaxLine is sending me more information on this. She's 52 now. She rented it in March of 2000. Apparently, she lost two jobs and didn't know why. When she emailed the Department of Motor Vehicles back in November to set up an appointment as per COVID-19 protocols, she received a response saying that you need to fix your issue in Oklahoma first, essentially.
Unbelievable.
Call the courthouse, you're a wanted felon.
Wow.
Dude!
Could you imagine that happening to, like, Josh?
Where I go down?
Being accused of murder you didn't do is your whatnot, but still, could you imagine that? You applied for your whiskey thing, and when you did, they were like, yeah, probably, however, you're going to have to head
you're
on down to New York City, Long Island first, because you're a wanted felon out of Long Island for that time you rented a VHS from something and when you lived in, down there and it didn't return it, or did, or you asked your roommate to return it and he didn't. He just left it somewhere on a bus.
Do you know how hard it was to do that down there, by the way? I decided that I wanted this would have been 2004. And I'm like, I want to have just like a nice Friday night. I want to rent a movie.
Yeah.
And I want to get some Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chinese food in Flushing, Queens is a lot different than Chinese food in Central New York. I'll tell you that. So I had to start looking for fake Chinese food. Because their Chinese food was like beheaded chickens and like legitimate
real things you have to bring home and cook all day long.
No, I want sweet and sour chicken, please. Yes.
I just want the general.
And then I found a Blockbuster that I was like, I'll just walk there. It was at least an hour walk each way. To rent a movie. I don't even know what I rented. But I remember walking through some real sketchy neighborhoods.
Yeah.
To go rent a movie.
That you're going to have to then
bring back. Yeah. But I had nothing going on. I got nothing.
Still, though, that's the part that you're like, I'm going to have to walk this back tomorrow. Or whenever.
Or whenever it was.
Yeah.
What did I even rent?
2005, 6?
Because I had to get a new Blockbuster card.
Dude, where's my car?
Probably, yeah. Who even knows?
I don't know.
But I could have that.
Ugh.
Cody, I live in constant fear of being a wanted felon.
Right.
Every day I go to my mailbox, I assume there's going to be a letter from like New York State Taxation saying, yeah, you screwed up big and you owe some dollars. Like, I'm just waiting for it.
Right. No. They would at least work with you first with stuff like that, because that's not, you know what I mean? That's not like crime. You're not doing like crime. You're just, you messed
not
up.
Not paying
so they,
enough.
Well, they would let you know. They'd be like, hey, just to let you know. I don't think they would let it get to $1 million. You know what I mean? They'd go, hey, we noticed in this first thing that you filed, you missed this.
Yeah.
And you actually owe a little more. I feel like they wouldn't wait, would they?
I mean,
I don't know how that works.
What kind of dick move would it be if suddenly Columbia House decided that we all owe them that money now?
Right.
And they all came after us and we're all wanted felons.
Hey, someone caught wind of this in Columbia House. I'm like, wait, what? We could do that?
Like, what if somebody at Columbia, whoever owns the rights to Columbia House right now, is like,
yeah,
hey, you know that 300 million people that stole CDs from us?
Yep. Hey, remember
well,
that?
They did sign the contract, remember and technically that? They all owe us money, so...
Yeah, remember that time we were owed $350 million?
And if they wanted to do it, like, I wonder if they would. And we're all just felons.
Yeah, everybody.
Because all of us took the stupid
10
CDs yep. for a penny that we never even paid the penny.
Because everybody's uncle signed him up for Columbia House. Here you go, happy birthday, here's Columbia House.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking at t-shirts in your Rockabilia catalog, and you're like, I'm going to take 10 free CDs.
Yep. Try to apply to buy an ice cream machine.
Hey, remember that time you,
Hey, you're actually a felon. You can't.
Yeah. We have a charge here from Columbia House from 1997. Is that, Wait, what?
So how much did you really need that Candlebox CD?
Yeah. With interest, you owe the fine folks at Columbia House $375,000.
So hope that...
I do? I don't have that.
That Sister Hazel CD was worth it.
It's hard to say if I'll be able to pay you.
Was that Crash Test Dummy CD worth every penny?
Mm-hmm.
It was. Mm-hmm. We're driving to the roller skating party on Saturday. And dude, that song came on.
Really?
Yeah, because I get that free Sirius thing.
Yeah.
Because of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
there's
they got
a
the 90s.
There's a One Hit Wonders channel.
Yep.
And I'm just really into one-hit wonders. There's some terrible ones.
Oh, God, there's some awful ones.
But Crash Test Dummies came on, and my son is sitting there looking at me like, what is this?
What the hell? Because it's not a song.
It's not a song. It's like...
It's just a guy talking like this.
Like,
and then he talks like this some more, and then he talks like this.
Like, if you
That's
listen to Crash Test Dummies, it is four of the most disturbing stories.
Yeah, it's awful. They're really bad.
Like, she's got spots all over her body.
Yeah.
They shuffle at the church. They're like, oh, my God.
It is. It's weird. It is a really weird...
And he's looking at me like, what is this?
It's cool music. Like, a cool song. Like,
I'm like, hey.
But we liked it.
Yeah, we liked this back in the
awesome.
1900s. We were all about this.
Back in the 1900s.
There was this kid who got into an accident and caught and come to school.
I mean, you can't deny the 90s were so weird that this was like...
Yeah.
Can you give me a really deep voice guy to tell me four really morbid stories?
Yeah.
The right way.
Like, what?
He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
Like, we definitely screwed up by... giving them a hit song with this, right? As society.
Because I know people like them, but I don't know anything else from them, man. Nothing. I know that. I'm sure they have a couple other because I know they do, but I don't know them. I think we gave them this, and then we were like, all right.
I owned the Crash Test Dummies CD.
I might have. Thanks to Columbia House.
They saw
birth marks all over her body. And my 10-year-old sitting there going, what the heck?
What's all over her
I'd be
body?
Like, bro, you can swear right now. What the F is this?
Yeah,
what is this?
It's okay, bud.
This was on TV. This was on the radio and also on music videos.
Top 10 music video. Top 5. This was like number 1 forever music video.
And if people were... they'd watch it and they'd sing it. And I don't have an answer for you. I don't know why we let this be a hit song, bud.
It's because we liked the way the chorus kicked in. And it was just a good melody. Like, I had a good melody.
Yeah.
But I think that's people overlooked the words. He's got a good voice.
And now he's going to tell us about, like, the like yeah, the kid that's got it even worse,
he's
man.
He's like, no, that really sucked, but how about this?
Parents made him come directly home right after school. And when they went to their
church,
they shook and lurched all over the church floor.
It's like,
what?
He couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just gone.
Like, it's one of those, it's a song. Whereas if I ever want to, like, critique what my kids are listening to, I have no leg to stand on because I purchased this.
Yeah.
I spent money on this.
Yep. Right, yeah, then they made money, even more money, by having Weird Al do it, and then even more money by getting it in Dumb and Dumber. Like, they made, we did that. We did this. It's like,
we're to blame for this.
Yep. It's like that Family Guy sketch where he shows the entire David Bowie Mick Jagger music video of dancing in the streets, and then he comes back and they go, "We did that, America. We allowed for that to happen. We allowed for Crash Test Dummies, to happen.
Yeah,
because that was also the name of the song.
It was four words, and we're like, yeah, put it on,
like
put it on heavy rotation.
Like our boss, Mr. Levine, we had to go. 94.9 K-Rock, Crash That Dummies. Coming up.
What?
Huh? What?
I mean, I get it, I guess. I don't know.
I could.
I owned it. I owned it.
Right?
Shrubro Zach, thanks for those 10 bits, man.
Thank you.
But that was a moment on Saturday when this came on and I realized I have no... I can't pick on your mumble rappers because this, like, we allowed that.
No, yeah, you can. That's why we allowed to throw equal hate all over everything, because we allowed that to happen. So you can hate our music.
Because I would imagine my parents saw me buying that CD and going, what are you buying?
Yeah.
This is good music.
Crash Test Dummies.
Well, what is he singing about? Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's a chick with bumps all over her body, spots. There's a guy who's hair, a kid, sorry, not an adult.
No, he's singing about kids.
We're singing about deranged, like, deformed children.
Yeah, these kids are having a rough time.
So the first child, it's a child whose hair turned bright white because he was in a horrific car accident.
Bright white.
Number two, girl wouldn't change with the other girls in the change room because she's got spots all over her body.
Body.
Both boy and girl thought they had it bad.
No.
But wait till the third story about a kid who had to come home right after school because his parents were in some weird cult, and they would shake and lurch all over the church floor. You know, it's good music, man.
Ain't always been going there.
Like, what?
I mean, so...
Sorry it's not the Carpenters, Mom.
Jeez.
You don't get it.
You don't understand.
I'm being my role!
You don't understand my music. I'm being my role! After that song is over, it's the Humpty.
Yeah.
And also tick of your rear.
Jojo,
you understand.
Jojo says, we allowed someone to sing about real life issues. I don't understand how it's bad, but WAP. WAP is at least about a woman who's getting sexually aroused and she's going to tell you all about it. This is the guy singing about kids with spots and...
No, I'm saying they're all bad.
Weird body issues.
It's all weird. I'm saying they're all weird. It's all weird.
What would you choose then?
Nothing. All songs are weird. Music is weird. I'll just stick to Oasis. Nice, normal lyrics about cannonballs rolling down hallways.
You know, he's right.
Champagne supernovas.
He's right.
I'll stick to my Oasis.
I'll stick to that, all right?
Hey, let's just stick to my Dave Matthews and we're soon going to trip some bellies, okay?
Yeah, all right, I'll just stick to a little bit of that.
Or about a satellite in my eyes. It's diamonds in the skies, okay?
When that Dave Matthews band lyric comes on and it goes, hike up your skirt a little more and show your world to me.
Show me your vagina.
And we're all like, jeez,
like,
dude.
Whoa, here I don't want to see your vagina. Yeah.
Hike up your skirt a little more.
Yeah, show me your butt cheeks.
Show me your bottom labs.
Outer labials. Yeah, labials.
Pubis mouth. Thank you, John Lee Music, for the raid in Twitch. We appreciate that. Bringing over 111 viewers. And he did a 9-hour stream? So I was right. He's up late. Oh, he's rating us from Minnesota on Twitch.
You didn't know that. I'm not giving you that credit.
I politely asked him,
no way.
Why are you up so late?
Because he said he was in Minnesota.
Well, I don't know what time it is in Minnesota. What, are they like 12 hours behind us or something?
Oh, man.
Someday,
It's 6:29.
It is? They're only an hour behind us?
Yeah, even if they were three, it would only be like 4:30, so it would be, are you, you're up so early. And that's just what time we get up.
Wait, they're only one zone behind us?
They're not that far over, man.
Minnesota?
Yeah. I feel like you're thinking of like North Dakota and stuff, which it's still close. You're on the way there.
Oh, it's still Sunday in Minnesota, Overside says.
It's Saturday afternoon.
I'm rattled that they're only one zone over. That's pretty cool.
It's not like Australia. What day is it there?
John Lee, welcome to my... I know nothing about geography or where things are.
No.
Especially on
not so
if
much.
If it gets outside of the country, I'm even worse.
That's great.
But we're talking right now about... I have a theory...
Yeah.
We're talking Crash Test Dummies. I didn't know they were Canadian, but it makes way more sense now because there was a point in the 90s where we thought that Canada was kind of the next Seattle. Where we're like, we started to go there to look for music. Mm-hmm. Alanis Morissette, Tragically Hip.
Snow,
who tragically could never tour because of his felony.
There you go. Look, it ties right back in.
Ruined his life.
Yeah, it really did.
He could have been so much bigger.
Yep.
Could he have toured the States, but he couldn't.
Like, think about...
Jewel's not from Canada. She's from Alaska.
Had the number one reggae hit in forever. And even if you don't know, you're like, I don't know who Snow is. And you say the name of the song. And you're like, no, I don't know what that song is. The second you hear it, you're like, oh my God, that's Snow.
Oh, Leaky the Bum Bum Down.
Yeah.
Yep, I know that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Badass.
I didn't know Bryan Adams was Canadian.
Oh, he's just so good.
I'm not going to let that bother me.
Oh, he's so good. Canadian musician.
Finger 11 is Canadian.
Really?
Yep.
The Weeknd?
He's Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
What?
Just Celine Dion, The Weeknd, Drake, Alanis Morissette, Bryan Adams, Leonard Cohen, Shania Twain, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne. Holy balls, man. Joni Mitchell. Michael Bublé.
This doesn't come out of Canada.
Oh,
this banger? Nah.
Yeah, man.
What up, rockin' my world?
Wow.
Yeah, Minnesota is basically southern Canada, John Lee, so you know.
Rush?
Well, Rush I knew. Oh, my God, Bryan Adams.
I need a Bryan Adams Greatest Hit CD.
Cody, hold on. Say what you just said.
I need a Bryan Adams Greatest Hit CD.
Okay. All of that you just said is about 20 years old.
From the 1900s.
You could do... what I'm doing now, going to any internet site anywhere.
Ugh.
And playing.
How?
All right.
How do you even do that? See? Boom. Thank you.
Thank you. Now nothing can take you away. This song is so good. We've been down that road before,
but that's over now. Tell me why, Brian.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Brian. Tell me all about it.
If you don't like Bryan Adams, I'm going to punch you in the mouth. I'm going to punch you square in the mouth.
It doesn't make realistic sense to not
There's
love,
nothing happening here to not like.
To not love the music of Bryan Adams. I don't understand. If you don't, it just doesn't make sense.
Oh, Rufus Wainwright, John Lee says, I don't know who Daniel Caesar is.
Canadian.
Is he? I know he's giving me Canadian artists, but I don't know who Daniel Caesar is.
I mean, there's a million of them, man. Oh, no. Chad Kroeger.
Yeah, you can have him back in.
Well, see you guys.
Gordon Lightfoot, nice.
See you guys in about 4 minutes. Stomping Tom Connors? I have no idea what that is. Look into my eyes.
Tisha, thank you for those bits.
It's just not a better song. It's just not.
If you guys are new to the show on K-Rock, I know we have a lot of... Cody and I's musical tastes were formed by our moms. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff like this because our mommies liked it, so we liked it.
Oh, it's so good.
Couples only skate. Couples only.
We're going to have a skating party, man.
We got to. We got to.
Don't tell me it's not worth trying for.
Don't tell him that.
Cody, Lisa, your pizza is ready. We know that you definitely aren't skating with a girl right now. Your pizza is ready. Oh, yeah, Alan Thick is Canadian.
Was.
Rest in peace, Big Alley Thick.
Why don't you just kick in, make it even harder, Brian. Go ahead. Can you
Drunk
rock even
Chad
harder?
In Twitch saying, welcome to K-Rock, where we don't play any rock.
You Damn
kidding
right.
me? We play rock all day. But if you're listening to the show, you're hearing Brian Adams. You don't like it, Drunk Chad? You can get out.
Take it to a different country. This is my America. With Canadian artists.
Slow dance.
This is just such a goddamn good song.
I know. I'm emotional about it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm emotional.
Oh, tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Oh, don't tell him.
Wait, hold on, Carla. Alan Thick broke my nose when I was in high school. You got to give us more information than that, Canadian Carla in Twitch chat. How does that happen?
Yeah, you're going to have to... Expand.
Can't just throw that out there.
Expand, please. Carla, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break your nose.
If, you want to turn it up a little bit?
You need to hear the hook. There's this little bridge here.
I'm sorry. I really do.
It. Even way out there in Minnesota, he knows. He knows. He knows.
It's the best song! There's not a better song!
If you're telling me Loverboy's Canadian, I gotta give you a pass on that.
There's just so many. North America effing rules! Oh my god!
Go, Pat, go. Trust me. We know. We've mentioned Our Lady Peace, one of my favorite bands. Text line. You know, before this, I only guessed that you and Cody were gay. We open mouth kiss to Brian Adams after the show every day.
Yeah. You guys don't like Loverboy? It's such a toe tapper. What's everybody doing?
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Everybody's working. Except during COVID times where we don't have jobs.
Yes.
What else are we doing? Everybody wants a new romance. John Lee Music, I'm going to follow you. Everybody go give John Lee Music a follow on Twitch.
Will you take some piece of someone's
give
heart?
Give him a shout out, please.
Huh? A piece of his heart? A slow piece?
You want a piece of my heart?
Good for you, lover boy. Good for you.
God, that's such good songs.
All right, let's calm down.
I'm jacked up, man. Is there like a racetrack somewhere I can go run around?
All right, here's the story from
I could win such a race right now. Where's that guy with information about the president?
We should have let him in. Here's Carla's story about Alan Thick.
Oh, my God.
As we are wrapping up our conversation about Canada. Which, by the way, are they open yet? Can you see your sister? Are they with the full lockdown?
No, and they close it again to May 21st. So now it's another month.
Didn't they go full, re-lockdown? Carla, are you in full lockdown again?
You know what you guys are doing up there.
All right, here's Carla's story. He, as in Alan Thick, was playing in the Craig Simpson Sports Classic. Was that a famous baseball player?
Sure. I don't know what that is.
Craig T. Nelson Sports Classic here in London, Ontario. And I was working at it.
Hockey.
He turned around super fast. And nailed me in the nose with his elbow, broke my nose. He was super nice about it. Oh.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there.
Did they pay for it?
He wasn't famous Alan Thicke yet, was he? Or was he famous Alan Thicke?
I'd imagine by then he would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was playing in the classic.
In the Craig T. Nelson classic?
Yeah. Craig T. doesn't just ask anybody to play in that.
No, you definitely don't.
Uh-uh. Wow.
Oh, it's getting bad up in Canada, Jeremy says. Yeah, man.
Wow, what are you guys doing?
Meanwhile, 50,000 people went to a concert in New Zealand. So which one do you want, guys? Which one do you want? We can do this forever, or we can do a New Zealand move.
Yeah, but...
What?
This is America.
Yeah, you're right.
This is America.
I love that 7 people have said, Josh, I think that's the guy from Coach. Yeah, I know it is.
Yeah.
It's Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah. Holds a great charity event for ice hockey. Or baseball.
I know who it is.
Or basketball. Or soccer.
Quest for the biggest. We are looking for the biggest foods in Central New York. This week is the finale.
I'm so excited.
This season we have found the biggest steak, the biggest chicken parm, the biggest pretzel, all thanks to Burdick BMW and A.A. Ron. Today we kick off the quest for the biggest cinnamon roll.
Oh, I love cinnamon rolls, cinnamon buns, baked goods.
We have a few locations. These will be, we can hit a bunch of these because they're just ready.
Yeah.
We don't got to wait for a 72-ounce steak to be cooked.
Can we?
To get a steak as well?
Yep. Biggest steak cinnamon roll.
If you guys have a place we need to check out, you guys started the list last week and we thank you for that.
Do I have it?
Who has the biggest cinnamon roll in Central New York? We will try to hit as many as we can, 4, 5, or 6, depending on what our schedule allows.
I'm excited.
So text them to us, 315-364-109.
There we go.
Let us know who has the biggest cinnamon roll.
I have 3.
You do?
Yes.
Because I have a couple, too, that came in.
Cool.
And they're all, we can do them pretty quick.
I only know off the top of my head where 1 is of these places.
I kind of know where 1 is.
Well, I know I don't know where we're going.
So
I don't know.
We never let the places know we're coming. We want it to be completely above board.
Yeah. Atsunen. Oh, so a couple are in Owego.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's Owego because Owego is a place, right?
Yes, it is. So I don't. Text line, your mom. Okay, thank you.
The one place is not open.
Ever? We'll worry about it off air.
They're not open till Wednesday.
Crap. All right, we'll discuss this off air.
Okay.
So, this dude in Japan, I don't know if he's considered attractive in Japan. He's 39.
Okay.
He works part-time, has no real address, and managed to convince how many different, 35 different women
I saw
that they were his girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw this.
I don't think he's attractive enough to have 35 different girlfriends, but all
picture?
Right. Hey, you want to see him?
Yeah, let me see him.
Sorry, Twitch chat, I didn't have that queued up. That's him right there. That's him. I mean, all right.
He's got that cute K-pop look.
So maybe that's why he got so many girlfriends?
Yep. That's definitely what it is. He looks like a member of BTS.
He juggled 35 different girlfriends for the last year.
Like, all online?
Yeah. Giving them all different birth dates so that he could get different gifts every single day.
Dude.
Or throughout the year. I mean, yeah, you got to slow clap that.
Because this is, it's what hot chicks online do to an extent.
Like, they're OnlyFans.
Here's my Amazon playlist.
I mean,
Amazon wish list. Buy me stuff.
We're on Twitch, and there's like Twitch chicks are just getting hot tubs now.
Yeah.
They're making $5,000 just soaking in a hot tub.
So, and it's a nice hustle, but it's just not, you can't, it's a douchebag way of doing it.
Yeah, it is. So, his name is Takashi. He allegedly supplied the women with different birthdays throughout the year, and he's being accused of defrauding them by pretending to be romantically interested in them. The gifts... Oh, okay, good. So it's 100,000 yen, which isn't that much. It's about $925.
Still,
almost $1,000 in gifts.
Yeah, he's still getting presents.
He had reportedly met the single women while selling them shower heads for an unnamed company.
Yeah.
Whoa. He began the relationship with the assumption that marriage was in the cards. At least he conned them into thinking that.
Eesh.
Gathered a total of 35 sugar mamas. They all found out, reported, banned him. Boom.
Huh.
Boom. I mean, yeah. You can't do that. Can't lie to people. I can't knock the hustle.
Yeah, no, you cannot.
The difference between him and like an OnlyFans or like a Twitch streamer, they make it clear that they're doing this to a lot of people.
Yes.
Sex workers, you know they're doing it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
This guy gave the alleged, he made you think that you were the only one.
Yeah, no, that, yeah. This, I mean, if you want to get money from people, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're honest about it.
Yeah. We got a lot of guests joining us, so I got to stay on time.
You bringing us weed?
What?
Oh, man. No. You brought a guest in here once, and you brought us weed, and now the bar has been set forever.
No. No weed this time.
All right, that's cool.
We have Jason Klug from Del Lago joining us right out of the break here.
He's my regular weed guy, so that's okay.
Jason Klug, what that face do? And then the mayor will be here, so...
That's my other weed hookup, so we're good.
He can't get mad at you. It's legal, mayor.
Yeah, we're good. He gives me his gifts.
So we'll talk to Mayor Ben Walsh. We got a lot going on, obviously. Fill you in on a bunch of stuff. It is Monday, and you know what that means. I know the showgirls definitely know what it means. The one and only Jason Klug on behalf of Del Lago. Now, I'm going to tease this, Jason. Let's not tell anybody yet, but at the end of your segment today, we have a very exciting announcement from Del Lago and Cody Mack and myself. But first, let's knock out a few different things. A, that DMX funeral, or his last ride through the city. That footage was everywhere this weekend with him on the back of that monster truck. All the Rough Riders were out. I have friends that live down near there. They said that, like, the helicopters were out. Like, it was just a party. And you love seeing artists honored how they would have loved to be honored, right?
Absolutely. That is, what a way to go out. I mean, If you're going to have a party, that's the party that I'd want to be at. That's the party I'd want to have.
You're not going to be able to hear this just because of the way we're hooked up, so I'm going to play for the audience. This is DMX's 12-year-old daughter rapping at his memorial service. I'll post this video so you guys can see it. Stand by.
I learned so much from my father. He taught me life is my story. I'm the author. He taught me to be strong, but it's okay to be afraid. Because sometimes it'll show you how to be brave. I know how to get up whenever I fall. I never give up. I give it my all. Because I know I'm big even though I look small. Looking at my daddy's picture on the wall. I know he want me to be the best I can be. Nobody else. I gotta be me.
Nice. That's a beautiful little memorial there. His 12-year-old daughter rapping.
That's a good rap.
So, we are also excited about some new regulations that got announced. I know that it has made your weekend very busy as the announcement comes out. I'll let you give the information, but basically... At 10%, going to be able to go to 25% for venues that are a certain size, which includes your venue. And now you're looking to start booking stuff, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the current, I guess, standard is 10% for indoor venues that are over 1,500 capacity, seating capacity. And that's a step in the right direction. But as of May 19th, we're going to be at 25%. And that allows us to do something. You know, there's going to be a lot of safety precautions, and testing and vaccines are going to be an important part of being able to go see live shows in venues of that size.
Has Del Lago
a step in the right direction, and we'll make it happen combined.
Has Del Lago considered doing anything outdoors? I know you got a lot of area over there, but I don't know if you can do anything outdoors, right?
We can do stuff outdoors. I've toyed with the idea a number of times and just haven't pulled the trigger.
Yeah. On the line, Jason Klug, on behalf of Del Lago, we're doing All Access, checking in on the entertainment industry. I didn't really care about the Oscars. They're like weird and sad to me in some strange way.
Yeah.
But I do love Trent Reznor and Atticus and all those guys. And it's like Trent Reznor has gone from being the dude that I idolized as he was covered in mud at Woodstock, throwing things out to the audience, to now he writes, you know, original movie scores for like children's cartoons, and it's completely, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with everything he does. He won, along with Atticus, the award for Soul last night, that movie Soul, which is awesome.
The Disney animated feature Soul, which also won an award for best animated feature, but he won the Oscar for best original. I think it's a testament to just how impressively talented he is. he can just do anything. He can be that guy that's slinging mud and someone that we all loved back in the day. And then he can come out with this and he's like, oh, let me show you what else I can do.
Of all my favorite bands of all time, Nine Inch Nails is up there, and they're the one remaining I haven't seen live. I would really like to go see them live.
Same.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Nine Inch Nails live. But they sell out so fast, Jason.
I know.
All right, so before
you brought up DMX earlier.
Yeah, go ahead.
And his albums are through the roof right now. So he has a best of album that is number two on the Billboard charts. Just right behind Taylor Swift. No one can knock her out of the number one spot. But his first two albums have also re-entered the chart.
They should. People should be listening to DMX and respecting what he does. Jason, before I let you go, we have an announcement to make. Something very exciting. I don't know. We don't have the exact date out yet, but we'll tell you. Coming up next month, Cody and I get to take over Del Lago for a day. Is that how this works?
Yeah, we're going to let you take over the sound system.
Yeah!
Let you take over the sound system. You put together an eclectic mix of music, and we're gonna play that on the floor. So while people are gambling, they're gonna hear the straight fire that you guys put out for tracks.
Yeah, we get to record a bunch of voiceovers, Cody, so like we can like introduce songs and say things to Del Lago people.
That's cool. Hope they like 24 Hours of Oasis.
I hope you like a lot of Oasis. No, but we are going to 100% be there that day. I don't know what day it is yet, but we got to be gambling the day that we're on the sound system, Jason.
Yeah, and I think I got to come up with a drink special.
Oh,
UK whiskey too.
Buddy.
Nice.
This is the way it goes down.
Now, normally, Jason Klug, you get all the showgirls turned on, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a little turned on right now by all the things you're saying, Jason.
I had to sit down.
You got me all worked up. Jason Klug, on behalf of Del Lago, we certainly appreciate you taking the time, my man, and we'll talk next week, all right?
Sounds good. See you then.
Jason Klug, joining us from Del Lago. And joining us in studio and on twitch.tv/KRockCNY, the one and only Mayor Ben Walsh. Good morning, Mr. Walsh. How are we doing?
Morning, guys. I'm doing great. Great to be back in studio.
So I saw Cuomo's coming to the fairgrounds today. As of yesterday, our positivity rate was about 1.8%. And that's all what we need to get things back open, right? The lower that number goes, the sooner we can get back to whatever the new normal is going to be.
Exactly. So as we continue to roll out the vaccine, more people get vaccinated, that it's the numbers, which is really the case from the beginning, that we need to keep an eye on. Is if we see that positivity rate continue to go down, more of a chance that we're going to have a close to normal summer.
And I see different regulations. We were just talking to our friend Jason Klug from Del Lago. Venues of his size and, you know, here locally, being able to bump up their percentages come May, right?
Yeah. So again, we're following the data, but assuming everything stays the way they are, you'll start to see those venues open up some more. And again, as long as the numbers keep going in the right direction, I think that trend will continue. The weather's getting better, more people outside. We saw the numbers go down last summer, and that was without the vaccine. So with the vaccine, and we need to make sure everybody who's eligible gets it, that's still a challenge that we have. But as long as that happens, again, I think we're headed in the right direction.
I did hear a report that people are, just because they hear people's side effects, they get hesitant to go get that second shot. Something like 8% of Americans aren't getting their second shot, and you got to get that second shot. Go get it.
You have to. If you got the first, then you're already halfway there. Go ahead and get the second. And there's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of places you can get information, but get it from the experts. Get it from your doctor. And I think if you do, you're going to hear you got to get that vaccine.
In studio, Mayor Ben Walsh. What about people who have weddings coming up this year? Are we going to see wedding venues be able to operate at a bigger capacity than in the past?
I sure hope so. Again, the state ultimately controls those regulations, but based on the direction that we're headed, I think that it's likely you'll see those restrictions start to open up some more. And there's some right now that I'm not sure how much sense they make. You know, once you have people on a dance floor, it's really hard to regulate that. And I don't know that we should try, but again, there's no playbook here. We're learning as we go, but I think as long as the numbers keep going down, you'll see things open up.
The one issue I took with the regulations, at least for bars and restaurants, is they went from 11 to then 12. And at this point, it's just kind of like, what's another 2 hours, you know?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people that have decided that they're comfortable going out to bars, those 2 hours aren't going to make a whole lot of difference. So, again, those regulations come from the state. At this point, as long as the numbers stay where they are, I think it's appropriate to push that to normal hours. But we'll see. Again, I think it'll be hard to dispute as long as we keep the numbers going in the right direction.
And are you guys, you here in Syracuse, and I know County Executive McMahon, are they able to make kind of different decisions on a local level?
Most of those regulations do come from the state.
Yeah.
Now, we have a chance. We get on the phone together at least once a week, and we talk about those things, and we report to the state what we're seeing and hearing on the ground. And the county executive and I have been successful in getting the state to react to certain things that we're seeing or changes that we want. So it's worked up to this point. Again, we haven't always gotten it exactly right, but we're going to continue to push on our end, and I think we'll do okay.
Well, Mayor Walsh, you sound optimistic. I think we're going to get there.
I do, too.
I think we're getting real close. Mayor Ben Walsh joins us from time to time. Glad to hear things are slowly getting back to where we're going to be being able to do some more things this summer. And, of course, stop by anytime. Love having you in studio, sir.
Great to be back.
Was it the Braves that had that kid catch the ball in the outfield?
It was against the Braves hit it.
The Braves hit it.
And a Diamondback was looking to grab it. And the kid was like, mine. But just
that's
in a nonchalant,
that weird gray area where it's like, it's
he didn't reach over.
Yeah.
It was at him. He didn't move. He just moved his arm back in his seat, and he happened to catch it.
And the guy who didn't get the catch just looked at him like, ugh.
He was like,
all right.
He's like, you little bastard.
He gave him a fist bump.
He was like, that was good. That was
We're
going
to attempt to play some baseball in the 9 o'clock hour.
And I'm going to hope that it doesn't. I'm a little better than the Braves from yesterday.
Yeah, what was their?
They had a doubleheader because it got rained. They had a game Friday. That's where you saw that play. Saturday's game rained out, so yesterday they had a doubleheader. New rules this year. Doubleheaders are 7 innings. So the first game they lost something to nothing. They got one hit. The next game they lost something to nothing. 0 hits. In both games, one hit. The fewest in the history of the major leagues in a doubleheader. But what's absolutely BS, and I'm saying this as a Braves fan, Madison Bumgarner for the Diamondbacks, through 7 innings of no-hit baseball, he only gets a shutout.
It wasn't 9 innings?
100 years ago, they made it in the rule book that it has to be 9 innings. Even though they scheduled the game at 7 innings, he did 7 innings, you made it end at 7. No-hitter. That sucks.
So, yes, everybody who tagged me in it, I did see the Josh battle went down.
Yeah, what happened?
If nobody knows the story of the Josh battle.
Where's your belt, bro?
Some rando guy on Twitter. I don't know when he did it. Maybe a year, more than a year ago, whatever it was.
I feel like it's been a while.
He sent a mass message to everybody named Josh Swain. So I didn't get the message because I'm not Josh Swain.
Oh.
But he found everybody named Josh Swain on social media, on Facebook.
Okay.
Sent them a mass message that says, you're probably wondering why I've gathered you here today. Somebody replies, is it because we all have the same name? To which he said, precisely. On 4/24/2021 at 12 p.m., meet these coordinates. We fight. Whomever wins gets to keep the name. Everyone else has to change their name. You have a year to prepare. Good luck. So it was a year ago. Well, I guess we shouldn't be shocked because when things on the internet happen, they actually happen.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
All these Josh Swains showed up at those coordinates this weekend with pool noodles.
Yeah,
to battle.
Did you see that one thing that the guy put up like a pallet with, was like, these are the coordinates that guy listed.
Yeah,
this is my property. Do not, please don't battle here.
Oh,
go to
the park.
This park, yeah.
In Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, because he put up a, like, he just wrote it. It was some farmer. It was like, okay, yeah, this is the coordinates for that, but this is like, it was like a field.
Yeah.
And he was like, please don't.
Please don't come to my property.
So it's probably like where his cows are. And, you know, people are going to get electrocuted on his fence or
so
something.
So they all showed up Saturday at noon. People were live streaming it. Hundreds of you tagged me in it. I am not a Josh Swain, so I was not part of the Battle of the Joshes or the Josh Royale or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
Josh,
what the hell, man?
Versus Josh versus Josh.
So that's void.
In the end, the battle was won by nicknamed Josh Vinson Jr. Now, of course, not all there. There wasn't all Swains there. Regular Josh showed up.
Yeah.
4-year-old Lincoln resident Josh Vinson Jr., dubbed Little Josh by his peers, was crowned the winner. And he is the now title holder, I guess, of what?
Josh.
Kings of all Josh's. Yeah. All, he's the one that's allowed to be Josh.
But now you got to, like, find him. You got to find him.
Tackle a child.
Smash him in the face with a pool noodle. Be like, boom, now
it's
I'm
a 24-7 championship. I can do that.
Yep, you're damn right.
I can do that.
Yep, as long as your name is Josh.
The videos are really cool. If you want to go see it, just give it a Google, Josh fight or whatever.
It was, some of it was pretty funny.
And it actually doubled as a food drive fundraiser.
Oh, cool.
So, like, you'll see photos of a bunch of food that was gathered and stuff.
He is the Supreme Josh.
He is the Supreme Josh.
That is true.
He really is. He's the ultimate Josh.
Yeah, that guy had to now change his name. He's Jacob now.
Do I have to legally change my name now?
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah, you didn't show up. Therefore, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
He wins. He's the one true Josh.
This is the show with Cody and Randy Big Nuts. You're listening to K-Rock. Last night was the Oscars. We talked a little bit about it. I don't really care about the Oscars. I don't. If it's not Back to the Future, I don't care about it. Which, yes, I did watch for 3 hours yesterday.
There's a couple times where I saw the ads for it and I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe I try to get excited for that, but I've never, ever, ever been excited for the Oscars.
I don't really know the movies. I don't know who actors are now. I know I'm out of touch.
I just kept doing the old man thing every time I saw something for it yesterday, saying out loud to nobody, but there were no movies last year. What are they giving awards to? We were in a pandemic.
Now, my wife loves award shows, so she'll watch all of the coverage.
Yeah, I didn't do nothing.
And I'm working in the kitchen yesterday. It must have been noon.
I'm working in the kitchen. What were you doing?
Well, we hung up. We painted and then hung up contact paper.
Yeah, so you were actually doing what I was going to say. What work are you doing in the kitchen?
So I'm out in the kitchen, and I hear her in the other room folding laundry, and E! At noon...
Yeah, man.
...starts their Oscar coverage.
They got to start... What are they going to wear?
I'm like the...
They're going to wear outfits,
the cleaning staff isn't even there yet.
Yeah.
It's noon, which means it's... All right, so
what's
12,
the cleaning staff going to wear?
11, 10, 9... It's 9 a.m. in L.A.
Right? Unbelievable. Ugh.
So I don't know what the hell they were doing out there. Anyways.
They're so boring, those... just most award shows at all, but the things leading up to them that, like... What the hell was her name? Joan Crawford.
Joan Rivers?
Joan Crawford used to do...
Off. Judith Light, who was it?
Right, Gordon Lightfoot.
No.
Used to do those things.
Gordon Ramsay did
George.
Him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Ramsay, and then Jeff Gordon would anchor, I think.
But the most viral part of last night's Oscars wasn't even really a movie anybody saw. Actually, the viral part of it is that nobody knew it existed.
Yeah.
It was a live-action Pinocchio remake. It's not in English. It's it's dubbed, clearly, if you watch the video. I'll show...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Twitch viewers, you're going to see the Pinocchio. Cody, help me explain it to the radio fam.
Okay.
It's a live-action Pinocchio movie with this weird, creepy Geppetto and a kid who, I don't know if it's CGI or makeup. Mm. He's got a nose.
Does it look like that TV commercial?
I'll show you. You explain what this looks like.
Hands up by myself. A wooden puppet. Pinocchio, try, say something.
Babbo.
I have a son. My son is born.
From one day to the next.
What do you mean, from one day? From 1 minute to the next.
Watch me, eh? And one and two.
If you do like me, in 2 or 3 days, you'll be walking by your...
Pinocchio!
So can you kind of explain what you're seeing? Imagine a boy made out of wood, because that's what Pinocchio is. Geppetto made him.
Yeah.
But now it's like a real boy.
I don't understand what I'm even seeing.
I don't either.
He turned into, and then when he turned his back, he sprinted away. This is so confusing.
It's only a minute long, so I really wanted to play it out so Cody could see what all the hubbub was about.
Yeah.
Pinocchio is running.
Is
a puppet
like us?
Who are you?
Pinocchio.
Ah, I know a certain place called the Field of Miracles. Put him in prison!
Oh, call me prison!
I mean, this is an acid trip, man.
Dude, the face is so weird.
He got taken into some weird puppet underworld.
Yeah, he gets taken into that like circus thing or whatever that, you know, where he goes with the land of misfit boys or whatever the hell it is.
It was nominated as best costume design.
Dude, that's...
People had no idea it even existed until last night.
That's weird, man.
Twitch chat saying, go read the Grimm's fairy tales about Pinocchio. Is it like dark? Is it like how all old fairy tales used to be?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And then Geppetto killed himself.
Yeah.
What's going on with Riddle?
It's just it's him running around.
Ladies and gentlemen, the donkey!
This Christmas.
As in last Christmas,
Oh, so last Christmas.
This is Italian, right? That's why this is so weird.
It's gotta be.
Oh, Monstro. Damn.
How did you grow up?
It's a secret, you know.
I don't want to be a puppet. I want to become a boy like all the others.
Oh, weird. Weird! Man!
What? Although, why do they feel like they should have tried to do something with this in America? Did it just not test well or something?
I feel like there is a Pinocchio reboot, I thought, with What's-His-Nuts from 30 Rock from the Sun, but now he's like a hot actor. You know who I'm talking about.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt or whatever?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Is that his name?
Joey Gordon-Ramsay. You know who I'm talking about.
Old Gordon Ramsay's going to as Pinocchio.
Yeah!
That kid from the middle. Brick as the Pinocchio.
Oopie says it looks like Josh in junior high getting his first boner. It's Josh getting his boners now. That's how I look. It's confusing.
It's an Italian folktale.
Oh, Italiano. Listen, the costumes were dope, not going to lie.
That was interesting, man.
But
it was weird.
And nobody knew it existed, and they were tweeting all about it last night. There was a live-action Pinocchio, and nobody knew about it.
So weird.
Damn good time on Twitch as we're streaming MLB The Show.
I got him right where I want.
He's got him. I'm up. What's the score? 14-1.
I got you right where I want you.
I'm right there. You can't.
Listen.
Go on a 15-point run unless you start with one, bud.
I was going to say, I can't start a comeback unless I start a comeback. So, I got you right where I want you. Don't you worry.
So, we are live in Twitch for a while longer. Radio World will wrap it up here with your leftovers and Cody.
Yo.
You saw the video. It's my favorite thing right now. That dog that bolted onto the high school track meet and won the race.
And then jumped in front of the girl at the very end.
That's what dogs do.
He's like, how'd you keep standing up this whole time?
Well, they interviewed...
Whose was it?
Gracie.
The dog?
Was the runner. No. Holly the golden doodle was the dog. Gracie was the runner.
Was it hers?
No.
She said, better.
At first, I thought it was another runner.
Yeah.
And then I was surprised because they took off in front of me.
It's a dog.
As it got closer, I thought, that's too small to be a person. Crowd started cheering and running.
That's hilarious,
man. She did win, got first place.
Whose dog was it?
I didn't say.
So they were just like...
The dog has a leash flapping when you see it.
Yes, it clearly got away from somebody.
Because
the smile on its face while it's running is the happiest thing ever. It's like, I'm going to get ya.
Tell you.
I'm
going
to catch ya.
You want to get a smile put on your face?
You want to know how that dog was running?
Yeah.
Doggy style.
Twitch fam, we're going to keep playing MLB The Show till 10 o'clock.
I am. I don't know what he's doing.
Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.